Okay, we continue in the Shabbos Malkasa, page Kuf Samach Gimel, section Gimel. We've already spoken about the Friday night aspect of Shabbos, which is the beginning of the vision of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. Shabbos morning, which is a much clearer vision, which brings us to a complete Emunah Pshuta. And now we come to Shalosh Sudas. Sudas Shlishis, the third meal. Nikres, it's called Sudasa di Ze'er Anpin. It's called the Su'uda of the Ze'er Anpin, which he will explain what those words mean. We'll just suffice to say the short face. Ze'er is short in Aramaic, Anpin, face, or as we'll see, anger, short-tempered. We will see. Gam kan muvan sheininu misisrei chachmas hakabbalah nelemes mitanu. Here too, the understanding is a concept that is of the hidden wisdom of the Kabbalah that's beyond us. V'bono elolingoa b'kzei merachok. We're only coming to touch it from a distance. In other words, we'll try to give you the simplest understanding of what it is. Hinei hisbar shebishabbos kodesh midas elyonos shel Hashem yisbarach mishtakefes besoch olameinu. We've explained that on the Holy Shabbos, the supernal attributes of Hashem are seen through in this world. We're able to see Hashem's qualities in this world more so than during the week. Vaf midas atik yomim, even the attribute of atik yomim, the ancient one of days. She chasodim gemurim noroim, which are awesome kindnesses. Vas paklaria meiris shel kabonis post pnei shechina, and a very clear vision of our ability to accept the face of the shechina. Vizeba b'shabbos kodesh mikoch vitl olam umalo, and this comes because on the Shabbos, the entire world surrenders its existence before Hashem. Shekasher kol ha'olam sheves, when the whole world rests, yecholo ha'emes lamita umidas narosh l'shem yisbarach lizgalos, the truth and God's awesome qualities are able to be revealed. It's the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos, everything stops, and it allows the greatness of Hashem to be revealed on all levels. And you, and by you stopping, your neshama is able to perceive this. Okay, that's going through the day. Next page, Kosamach Gimel. Okay, this is a very tough section we're doing now, so it's not going to be easy. V'nimtzim kein shekol mahus kedushas haShabbos miyuchedes hi liyom haShviyah greater. It comes out that the entire essence of the holiness of Shabbos is unique to the seventh day alone. Shirak ba'osa yom shebo olam amalo shovus umisbatl efshel galus midos shehi malam malam etzis olam. Only on such a day, where the whole world and everything inside the world nullifies itself before Hashem, is it possible to reveal these attributes, the higher levels that are beyond the realities of this world. Dahainu me'ein olam haba. This is the taste of the world to come. That's what Shabbos can give you, that taste. Avol miyad, but immediately, kishechozer olam me'achol, as soon as we come to Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos is over, and zech of shirai mikdusha Shabbos, there's no memory, there's no leftovers of what we had from the holiness of Shabbos, because everything, the world goes back to functioning, doesn't surrender anymore. Once the world gets back to operations, you know, that whole reality we tasted on Shabbos is gone. Now think about that. Vadei she'ein zu ha'matara klal, this can't be the goal, to go on a roller coaster whole week long, you can't sense Hashem's presence. Come Shabbos, whoop, you understand His presence, it's clear. And then come Shabbos ending, whoop, down you go. You know, like this. It's like a, you know, whatever, like the heart monitor, like this. Whoop. You know, that can't be the goal. Shenimtze imkein shekedushas haShabbos b'olam hazeh hi be'etzem shelo b'zman shelo b'kama. It comes out that the holiness of Shabbos in this world is essentially not in its time and not in its place. Because basically in this world we don't sense it. So you have this aberration once a week. No, the truth is, the goal is that all 6 days should be blessed from the Shabbos. We want our connection to this higher reality that happens on Shabbos to somehow be maintained through the rest of the week, and to live to some degree in that reality for the rest of the Shabbos. As the Torah says, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos HaKatz, you should remember the Shabbos, which also means even when the Shabbos is over, you should remember the Shabbos. Okay, so let's see how we're going to work on this. V'nei, Hamidos v'darchei shomayim shel sheshes yimei amase nikroim b'loshen chazal ze'er anpin kivyachol. The attributes and the ways of heaven during the 6 days of the week are called, in the words of the rabbis, ze'er anpin, as it were. And now he'll explain what ze'er anpin means. Hamuven ze'er, what is the understanding of the word ze'er? Hula fuke, which is the opposite. Afuke means to exclude, to the exclusion of. Mimidas erech apayim, the attribute of erech apayim. Erech means long, apayim, face. Erech apayim, long in patience. You know, it's a long time till the anger comes. Right? We do things wrong, Hashem doesn't punish right away. Erech apayim. There's a length until we get to the anger. It's a long face. It takes a long time for the anger to come. Shiachas mishloshes remidah shel rachem elyonim. This is one of the 13 supernal qualities of mercy. Erech apayim, what is erech apayim, this long face? Hu shekodesh baruch hu merachem umarich kaso, that Hashem takes mercy and is long, takes a long time till he gets angry. Ve'eino manish miyad, he doesn't punish right away. V'midas rachamim gedolim od, is a very big attribute of mercy. Sherek siv, because it says in other places, v'hayisi eid memayer, God says, I will be a swift witness. Meaning to say, Shalafishura Sadin, according to the letter of the law, ain't called Siba Lahashur Sadin. There's no reason to delay judgment. Should really punish right away. Mushal, for example, but in a natural consequence way. Lamisha Metiach Rosho Bakosal. Let's say someone smashes his head against the wall. Okay, what's the letter of the law? You smash against the wall. Harimiyad Makablason, so he gets his punishment right away. His head starts to hurt. He has a smashed up head and he's bleeding. Right? That's what happens. Well, no, it shouldn't be that way. Yeah, it should. You ran right into a wall. You weren't careful. You smash your head in. You're going to smash your head. It's going to be bloody. And you're going to have a wound. And that's the way it's supposed to be. V'imkein. So, al achas kama v'kama. That's what it stands for. All the more so. Mi shechote v'osa negev tzon habore. Someone who sins and goes against the will of Hashem. Remember, the Torah is not just God's whims that He wants us to do things for Him, right? It's the rules of life. It's the rules of existence. It says if you want to live a healthy, normal life, you follow the Torah. That's the prescription for life. You don't follow the orders, it's death. It's that you can't living in a world of, when you sin, it's living in a world of death. So suffering should come right away. So someone who sins and goes against the will of God, which means goes against the laws of nature, you go against the way it was meant to live in this world. This is uprooting yourself from the reality of the root of your life. So why don't you should get punished right away? Why shouldn't you get punished right away? Right? You take certain pills, right, that are not good for you. You take some arsenic. What happens? You call up the doctor. I'm really sorry I took the arsenic. Please forgive me. I forgive you, but you're still going to die. Right? So you do averus. You eat treif. You don't keep Shabbos. You're killing yourself. So the system starts shutting down. But there's an attribute of mercy that God delays the judgment to afford you the ability to do teshuva and to correct your mistakes beforehand. That's the only reason why Hashem slows down the process. So he hopes at least gives you the chance to do teshuva. That is the idea of erech apayim, long face, literally. It takes a long time till the anger flares up. Erech, it's a long time till we see the af, till we see the anger. Vine, mashmos erech apayim, hu ha'arachas af lizman arach mo'od. The meaning of erech apayim, the long face, is the lengthening of the anger for a long time until we come to the state of anger. Shariq siv kan l'shoyne shal richas, because in the word erech apayim, there's three expressions of length, if you really get technical. Erech, echad. The word erech itself means long. That's one. Apayim, literally the word apayim means faces. Faces, a plural. Lashon rabim, the plural. Ochan, that's two more expressions, because it's plural. So you got erech is one expression, apayim is two expressions, hainu shosh, you have three expressions. A triple extension, so to speak. That's the way the word is used. Uklalo emarul, shekol shloshehem chazok ad olam, that whenever you have three, it sets a pattern that's eternal. Come on, just like kadosh, 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 holy, holy, holy. Shemashmos pshuto hainu kadosh, kadosh, v'od, v'od ad olam, he's holy, holy forever, forever. Any tripled aspect, moral chazok ad olam, an eternal reality. Chaimidas erech apayim, so too is the attribute of erech apayim has a triple force. Laharach odvo, to be very, very, very long. Ad kedekach shemikoach midas osa tshuva. That through that attribute of tshuva, through that attribute of this waiting and patience, you can do tshuva. V'nimtzum melech l'yena shalom, comes out, a person could theoretically never be punished. Nimtza rach ad olam. It comes out that this lengthening is eternal. What he's saying is like this. Whenever you have something three, three is a chazak. Chazak in Hebrew means keeping things as the status quo. This is the way it is, and this way it should always be. Eternal. That's what chazak. Chazak means this is the way it's been. Right? If there's a question, if a certain piece of property is yours. If you live on the property 3 years and nobody yelled and screamed, nobody say anything, we assume it's yours forever. That's what a chazak is. Because if it wasn't, why didn't somebody come? Unless there's mitigating circumstances, but generally, three is anything three. Even when you do something three times, you do a mitzvah three times. 3 times you put money in the pushka, 3 days in a row, you're now obliged to forever put money in the pushka. Because you've done it 3 times. You have to, it sets a pattern. A pattern that lasts forever. If you want to stop, you have to be mater neder, you have to nullify your vow, etc., etc. But generally assuming, once you've got something into motion 3 times, it's forever. Kadosh, 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 that's God's holy forever. Erech apayim really would mean he's merciful forever. The punishment never comes. Never comes. And in theory, that's the way it should happen. Because God gives you so much time. If you got half a brain, you'll do tshuva sooner or later, won't you? 30 years from now, right? No. Again, we don't know how long all the time, but God is very, very long and merciful. He can give you a long, long, long time to do tshuva, and it could be you can go through a whole life without doing tshuva, and it'll come into another lifetime, right? So you know, and in other words, God's saying, from my part. From his part, not from our part. From my part, I wish to never punish you. And I'd like to do that. And I'm going to give you many years and so many Yom Kippurs and so many auspicious moments to arouse yourself to the tshuva that if you even tried a little bit, you would succeed and you'd never get punished. Unfortunately, we don't even try at all sometimes. But that's the idea of Erech HaPayim. It's an attribute that was built in so that theoretically, from God's part, it would be forever. It's triple. Erech once, apayim twice. That's three. It's a triple cord of slow to anger. Slow to anger to the point of never allowing the anger to come out. Never punishing. As far as God's concerned, he'd be very happy to never punish. But there has to come a point where you go over the limit. And God says, if I wait any longer, my kindness will be a cruelty. You can only wait so long till the world will become so corrupt that the world will destroy itself. And then where was the kindness? Then God says, listen, if it's up to me, I would keep going, but I can't. Because of you, I can't. Not because of me, I can't. Right? That's Erech HaPaim. Right? That's the real meaning of Erech HaPaim. That Hashem never, never wants to punish us. Okay, now, let's keep going. Vamnam, however, truly, he midas rachamim elyona. This is a supernal characteristic. Sheafshir sheis hanig ba'olam tamid. The world can't constantly run on this characteristic. That's what I was just saying. Shim tehei kazos hamtona shivah. We're going to wait forever for the punishment. Bein time yachriv v'rishoyim esolam. The wicked people will destroy the world in the meantime. Right? You let Hezbollah keep going without stopping them. That's the end of the world. Therefore, the world has to conduct itself. The actual on-the-ground conduct is ze'er anpin. Short-tempered. Short-fused. The face is short. The punishment has to come quicker. Right? Lekatzer ha-shehiha, to shorten the delay. Shelo yehei ha-olam hefker, so the world will not go wantonly along a path of self-destruction. So in other words, you got to get this clear. There's what we call midos elyonim, higher level qualities, beyond this world qualities. Erech HaPaim is a beyond this world quality. Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. It's the 13 supernal attributes of Hashem. And in essence, Erech HaPaim, that is one that would presuppose a world of people who would want to live on the highest level. And if you took the message to heart and took advantage of the delay, God would never have to punish. And that's the way things will be one day. Okay? But because of the deficiency of humanity, God has to blend that supernal quality with a more practical quality of ze'er anpin, short-tempered relative to Erech HaPaim, which is never to show the temper. So in comparison to never, even waiting 50 years is considered short-tempered. Right, compared to the infinite, never punishing. So if you're punished in 50 years, it's short-tempered. So it's a blending, not that as soon as you do it, bam, you get it. That's no quality at all. So Zer Anpin is still a delay. Don't make a mistake, it's still a delay, but it's much less in comparison to the infinite of the temper never flaring up. So we've got this is the user-friendly definition of these mystical terms, right? And you see it in the it's in Bnei Chala, it's in the Shalshudas Aramaic Nigan that we don't understand the words, and that's Ze'er Anpin. All right, so that's the distinction of Erech HaPaim and Ze'er Anpin. Anpin is just the Aramaic of Apayim, okay? Just the Aramaic. All right, now. Vamnam, right? That's what it is, right? Yeah. Chayev shetei midasu mimuzeges. So this attribute has to be mimuzeges, has to be blended, has to be watered down, has to be mixed. Shimyehei ze'er levad. If it's just ze'er, short, alone, just take the word ze'er on itself, it means short. The punishment comes immediately. The world couldn't exist that way either if we got punished every minute. But on the other hand, so El Mitzad Echad Ze'er. On the one side, you have the word Ze'er means short. The other time, we have Anpin, which is the face, the arichas av shel chesed, the extension of anger, which means chesed. So in other words, we're really, ze'er ampin is a blend of both qualities. It's the blend of erech apayim. You're taking erech apayim, which is the triple aspect of slow to anger, a slow face, all right? And ze'er, which is short, mixing with the apayim of that face that would want to be long. So it's a combination, it's a mixture. Ze'er anpin is the mixture of immediate punishment and never punishment. No, it isn't a bit of contradiction. It means God will punish you after 20 years. Or whatever. As opposed to immediate on the one end versus never. Never, because he gave you so much time, you eventually did tshuva. So he never had to punish you. As opposed to immediate, which is as soon as you do it, you get it. So I put it somewhere in the middle, somewhere between not immediate and not never, and it can vary in the time frames.
The Lord just said, zero pain meant immediate, like 50 years. And now the rest is mix.
It's like relative, it's relative. Again.
More, if it's mix.
Again. Ze'er alone means immediate. Ze'er alone means immediate. Er chapayim means you're never going to get it. So ze'er anpin, we now blend the immediate with an aspect of the eternal to get somewhere in between. And that's where you get anywhere beyond the immediacy, but not reaching until the infinite. So it could be, that's what ze'er anpin really is. That's the real, and that's the way God conducts himself down here. But he conducts himself that way because it's a blend of Erech Apayim with the attribute of Ze'er. That's what it comes out. So it comes out, next page. Nimtza comes out. Midas Ze'er Anpin, the attribute of Ze'er Anpin, the shorter face. He Midas Hanhagas Hashem Yisbarach V'Elameinu. That's the way God actually conducts himself in this world. Ali they didn't varachamim through a mixture of judgment and mercy. Vizu midas sheishes yimei amasa, and this is the attribute that God conducts himself during the 6 days of the week. During the 6 days of creation. That's the way God deals with us 6 days of the week. Avol kasher bo Shabbos kodesh, when the Shabbos comes, hanhagas ha'olam overes l'midas erech apayim, the conduct of the world now transfers to erech apayim. Because we're now going into the zone of the Me'ein Olam Haba, of the taste of the world to come. We get to Rachem El Yonim, supernal Rachemim. It's a day where God just showers us with kindness and mercy. So, B'Leil Shabbos, Mishtakfim HaRachemim HaNoroim Derech HaSodah HaKadosh El HaShabbos. On Friday night, we get a view of this awesome mercy through the holy field of apples, of the fruits of the apples on Shabbos. Starts. Ubi Shabbos Avoyker, and in the morning of Shabbos Shaletas, Minasarachim Batsmus Vidiverta, the attribute of mercy comes through in its essence and in its glory. That the greatest amount of Rachamim is Shabbos morning. Right? Unbelievable blessings are coming down into this world. Right? Because everything's surrendering itself to Hashem, so Hashem can show unbelievable mercy. Amnam kasher bosmana mincha sudah shlishis. We're coming out of mincha. We're coming to Shal Shivas. The Shabbos is coming to the end. We're beginning to see beyond. We're getting a look at what's going to be coming up after Shabbos. Kiddush. So what happens? Kiddush Shabbos miskaberes Yosef Yosef. The holiness of Shabbos gets stronger and stronger. Here's the part that's going to make us nuts here. The essence of the rachamim, the mercy that there is in this world, isn't only of the highest supernal fashion. But even the way we conduct ourselves during the 6 days of the week combines and agrees to the higher level of kindness that exists on Shabbos. As you're getting the everyday way of kindness is acquiescing to the higher level. Even to the higher level. It's we're suspending the even the 6 day of the week way of doing it, even to the highest levels, that it surrenders itself to the highest levels of kindness that Hashem wants. Okay, now that is a very big statement, but what does that mean? But that's what he's saying. He's saying that Shabbos day we reach the apex of Erech HaPayim, and then as we come to Shalosh Shudos, we sweep up the Ze'er Anpim to surrender its power to the Erech HaPayim. That's what, it goes that far that even in words, God can operate with Erech HaPayim in its essence in an otherworldly context. When you remember, God can't operate with Erech HaPayim in this world. If he operates with Erech HaPayim in this world, what happens? This world will destroy itself. So God can only operate with Erech HaPayim in an otherworldly context. So now when can he really operate that way? When we step into that other world. Remember we said that there's a Yontif and Shabbos. Yontif, the king visits you. Shabbos, you go to the palace. So when you, Shabbos, we're going into the palace. We're going into Olam Haba. So when you're into Olam Haba, God is not restricted on terms of the kindness he gives us. Remember we said before that Hashem wants to give us every single kindness, but he can't because we'll abuse it. So therefore he has to hold off on the kindness. But on Shabbos, he doesn't have to hold off on the kindness because we're now entering God's zone. And we're not going to use those blessings in a way that will hurt us. And God can shower us with unbelievable kindness, chesed. So similarly, when we enter the zone of Shabbos, God can operate with the highest level of rachamim, with Erech Ampin. And Erech Ampin is an unbelievable level that he can't give it to us in this world. He can only give it to us in the next world. So Shabbos is we're stepping into the next world. Hashem can use it. That's fine. But there has to be even a higher level. The higher level is that God can use that higher level even in this world. Even when we're supposed to be using Ze'er Anpin, he'll use Erech HaPayim. That's the highest level. To have Erech HaPayim in the world where we're supposed to have Ze'er Anpin. We're supposed to have Ze'er Anpin in this world. So that's what Shalosh Shudos is supposed to give us, to be able to take the Olam Haba and put it into Olam Hazeh. That's what Shalosh Shudos is supposed to be doing. That's really what he's saying, and hopefully he's going to explain it in the next page. All right, but that's how far the mercy is extending. It's extending itself to the place where it even shouldn't be. We can take the Shabbos so far, and we could take it into the weekday feelings, and he'll operate with the full mercy. So that means unbelievable things can happen. And unbelievable mercies can happen. He will explain. He'll extend this. He's going to take a break. And when he gets to the two chapters from now, Rava the Rava of Shalosh Shudos, he's going to see how that's going to fit in. It's a tremendous time for tefillah. That's what's going to really happen. A lot of times you daven for mercy and Hashem doesn't give it to you. Why? Because he says, this won't be mercy for you. You won't use my mercy in the way I meant to give it to you. Right? But then there's some time, right? Because how come God doesn't save everybody? Because Hashem says, if I did, it would be terrible. So sometimes you can get away with it. Sometimes God will normally, what he wouldn't do, he'll still do. Right? And that's what you could tap into at Shalosh Shudos time. Where he will operate with Erech HaPayim in a world where he should be operating with Ze'er Anpin. Where the Ze'er Anpin has to surrender itself to the Erech HaPayim. That's what the time of Shalosh Shudos is, right? So in other words, we've got three concepts here, right? You've got the Erech HaPayim of the perfect world, and the perfect world can really only be experienced in the perfect world, which is Olam Haba or Shabbos. You got Ze'er Anpin, you got Ze'er, which is complete immediate punishment. And God says, I can never work that way, because that would just, couldn't live in this world. So okay, so this world we have Ze'er Ampin, a mixture, a blend. Right? So that's the other way. This world we go Ze'er Ampin. So what he's saying now is there's a time of the week where God can use his supernal attribute of Erech Apayim in the place where it normally should be Ze'er Ampin. Right? In other words, even in this world there can be Erech Apayim. Which is unbelievable, because that means we've elevated this world to a much more beautiful place where it's supposed to be. It's usually, if I want Erech Apayim, I got to go into God's world. I come into my world, it's Ze'er Ampin. So it's a possibility to be in our world of Ze'er Ampin has to surrender itself to Erech Apayim in this world. And that's Shalshus. We have another page and a half to explain this idea. We're trying to just get us so we're not totally drowning into what's going on. It's probably better to hold off the questions, but we'll dare to take one. Yeah. Well, we'd hope not. We'd hope that certain tzaddikim, you see, if you're a real tzaddik, you could carry it with you. There's no reason to say that a tzaddik can't always live with Erech Apayim.
But generally,
a tzaddik can live with Erech Apayim, couldn't he? Right?
Could it for the world?
What does the Gemara say?
All Jewish people, just for himself.
So guess what? Shabbos is a very personal thing. Everybody has his own Shabbos. You have Jews who are Mechalel Shabbos. You have Jews who keep the Shabbos in a rudimentary way. You have people keeping the Shabbos on higher levels. The Shabbos is coming through the neshama. The Shabbos is coming through your neshama. And everybody's neshama is producing it differently. Gemara says, if you see a tzaddik who sins at night, you should assume by the morning he's no longer a sinner. He's done tshuva. Right? Tzaddik always does tshuva right away. So for him, Erech Apayim is a very beautiful attribute. And a tzaddik can live with Erech Apayim in the world of Ze'er Ampin. And that's the way a person could live. The world at large has to live in Ze'er Ampin. So we'll know when will Mashiach come, when the whole world is ready to live with Erech Apayim. That's when Mashiach will come. Then the world's ready for Erech Apayim. We'll live with Erech Apayim. Well, you already see we're getting to that point where we're hoping to bring the Erech Apayim into this world every day of the week, and to bring the gifts and the feelings of the Shabbos the entirety of the week. I mean, you've had that again. You got to really be working on your Shabbos. This is not going to come to any one of us that quickly. You know, there's a little better Shabbos this week. I'm going to keep it the whole week. I mean, it's really getting into it. Really, really feeling you're in Olam Haba. Really feeling you're dining with in Hashem's table. This is really getting into the neshama, right? And to hold on to it, and so the tzaddik is able to hold. And then every Shabbos becomes a higher level of a, remember what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is continued growth, never stopping. So for the tzaddik, the way it works is. So let's look like this. A tzaddik's heart monitor would look like this. 6 days of the week like this. Up. 6 days of the week. Up. 6 days of the week. It's a plateau. A new plateau every seventh day. Not according to us, which is a valley, plateau, valley, plateau, valley, and then eventually the valleys, the plateaus get shorter and shorter and shorter.
Give a pulse.
Okay, but do you see the difference? So really, one Shabbos should not be like the last Shabbos. That Shabbos puts you on a new trajectory, and now you stay on that trajectory for six more days, and you can get deeper. You can always go deeper. You only had 24 hours. How far can you go in 24 hours? And it stops. So now you can hang on to what you got for 6 days. And that's a pretty good spot to be. But now, Shabbos comes another portion of the world to come. God serves it up some more. You get deeper. Right? Just like a good marriage. Good marriage. The love can get stronger. When you take those good opportunities and you focus on them and you integrate it into your reality, then the marriage can forever be better. And then you could put it up to a higher level of forever being better. Yeah?
It's more of a personal thing because I mean, if you said if there's more erech ha'chaim in this world, then obviously evil people can get away with a hell of a lot more.
Okay, so Hashem will not extend erech ha'chaim to the wicked people as much as He will to the tzaddik. Now, there's also doesn't mean to say a tzaddik will never suffer, because a lot of times a tzaddik, he's still part of this world, and to save this world, he may have to get punished, but that's not his cheshbon. That's not his calculation. It's the global calculation. But that's basically what he's saying. So let's try to read. I don't know if we're going to finish this, but let's read on. But that's the idea. Base. Univaris os betosefes dugma. Let's give a little explanation with another example. Midivrei Chazal b'Masechta Shabbos al Pasuk. He's going to give a Talmudic analysis here. The Pasuk in Isaiah says, Ki ato avinu, for you are our father. Ki Avram lo yadanu, because Avram, our father, didn't know us. Yisrael lo yakirnu, and Yisrael, Yaakov, didn't recognize us. This is like the Jewish people, so to speak, talking. Ata Hashem avinu goleinu me'olam shemecha. You, Hashem, are our father, and you will redeem us from your eternal name. What is that? What is that? It's a pasuk. What does it mean? The Gemara explains. Lasad lavo comes the future. Yermel HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avram. Hashem will say to Avram, Banecha chatuli, your children have sinned to me. So what should we do about your kids? Amar Lavanav, so what did Avram say? Rabbi Shalom, Yimcha Kiddush Shemecha, they should be obliterated in the face of the whole of Kiddush Hashem. They should be destroyed. They don't deserve to live. Amar Leil Yaakov, so Hashem says to Yaakov, Banecha chatuli, your children sinned. Amar Fadav Rabbi Shalom, Yimcha Kiddush Shemecha, they should die in deference to the holiness of your name. Omer Yitzchak Banecha Chatuli, comes to Yitzchak and says, your children sinned to me. Omer Lafanav, Yitzchak says, Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Banai Velo Banecha, they're my kids and not your kids. Vot Kama Chatu, how much have they sinned already? Kama Shneisu Shalotam, Shim Shana, how many years does a person live? 70 years? Dal Esrim, Delo Anash Dalayu. First of all, you got to take off the first 20, because you never punish a person for the first 20 years. For the first 20 years of your life, you don't get punished in Hashem's court because you're not fully developed. So what they did in the first 20 years, you can't punish them. Pashlu chamshi means you have 50 left. All that's left is 50. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Ugh, okay, I skipped a line. B'nai v'lo b'necha, are they my children, not your children? B'shashik tino v'necha, nasal nishma, karaslam b'ni b'chari, achshav b'ni v'lo b'necha. When they proceeded and said, Nazav Nisha, Mount Sinai, you called them my son, my firstborn. All of a sudden, they're not your children. They're my children, not your children. Okay, now. Okay. They're your children. How much can they have sinned already? 70 years? Take off the first 20. Okay, now we go back. Dal Chav Hei, take away 25. Delel So, it's nighttime. So they're sleeping. Pashlu Chav Hei, there's only 25 years left for them to sin. So, Dal Tart Tisrei Upaga, take off 12.5 years. Tetsluyu Mechel Udebe Sakise. They got to daven, they got to eat, they got to go to the bathroom, and there's technical things we do, which we can't be sinning then either. Pasule Tart Tisrei Upaga, all that's left, the most you could really sin is 12.5 years. So Meta Sovelas Kulamutav, can't you tolerate 12.5 years of sinning? Vim Lav, if not, Pogalaya, Pogalecha, I'll take half, you take half. You know, I can tolerate it. And you want me to take them all? I already gave my life up for you when I was willing to be slaughtered on the altar. I could take anything. I'll hold the burden of all the sins. Paschalanu! So the Jews open up and say, Atovino! You're our father! You're our father, Yitzchak! You came to our defense! Avram and Yaakov didn't. Amalem! Yitzchak, at shatem mekalsim li. Yitzchak says, before you praise me, kalsa kadosh baruch hu, praise Hashem. So Yitzchak makes a face to Hashem, like gives him a wink, right? Right? So they lift their eyes up to Hashem. Hashem, you are our Father. You eternally save us. That's what the Pesukim really means. Right? Ata Avinu, you're our Father. Avram didn't know us. Yisrael didn't recognize us. But Ata, you Yitzchak, you're our Father. And he says, but really, Hashem is really letting you have it. So Hashem, you're our Father. A very strange medrash, right? So stay tuned tomorrow morning. He will explain the meaning of the medrash, how it fits into the context of blending the attribute of slow and quick to anger. And 6:15, Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to that explanation.